everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our continued coverage of the CUNA Lending Council Conference. And in this clip, we feature CUNA's chief economist, Mike Schenk, talking about an economic outlook for the rest of 2020 and then going into 2021 as well. But in this specific clip, he talks about how the rise in COVID cases have caused the economy to slow a bit more dramatically lately as we continue to wrestle with this pandemic. But there's a big but here. There's a big bounce back in 2021 that they're predicting. So check it out.
And all the data that we're looking at the moment is suggesting that the economy will more than likely slow more dramatically as we go forward, as we collectively as a nation wrestle with the pandemic in more obvious ways, and especially in the areas where the fall surge is more pronounced than otherwise. So this is informing our outlook going forward. And from an economic perspective, at the moment, we think that overall economic growth will decline by a rate of almost 1% this year before bouncing back, with overall dollar value of goods and services produced in the United States increasing at a really robust 3.5% next year. Now, the devil is in the details. As you more than likely know, the U.S. economy contracted at a rate of about 5% in the first quarter. So going into the COVID crisis, we were already obviously slowing down with an economic contraction of 5% in that first quarter. Second quarter economic contraction, because the economy basically shut down, that contraction eclipsed 30%. It was a little bit over 31%. And again, that was the fastest, most pronounced annualized rate of contraction in a quarter in modern economic history in the United States. As economies opened, and I have to admit, they opened quite a bit faster than we anticipated they would open. The result of that was a real significant bounce back in economic activity. And so in the third quarter of 2020, we saw the economy growing at a rate of a little bit over 33%. So a decline of 31, a rebound of 33, and then our outlook for the rest of this year is for modest growth going forward over the rest of this year, but substantially lower than what we were originally predicting based on the course of the COVID pandemic and this fall surge that we're seeing. Now, I talked about a 31% decline, a 33% increase. Recognize that the way percentages work, we're not back to normal. We don't expect to be back to normal until probably mid-year next year. So think of it this way. If the economy was a $100 economy and it declined by 50%, that would mean economic activity of $50, not $100, a decline of 50%. A subsequent increase of 50% would get us back up to $75, not all the way up to 100. So while it's important and impactful that the economy grew at a rate of over 30% on the heels of that contraction, we are not back to normal. And what I definitely want you to take away from this graphic is that we are not going to experience a V-shaped recovery. And in fact, what we're mostly concerned about going forward is labor markets rather than overall, the overall dollar amount of economic activity. We also recognize and track very closely the fact that the healthcare crisis, the COVID crisis, is a crisis that is lumpy. It varies from region to region, from state to state, and from county to county within state. And so our baseline forecast, which looks at the U.S. as a whole, is likely to look a lot different depending on where your credit union is operating, where your members live, and what they're experiencing on the ground. And so more than in any other forecast that we've put together, I think it's really important for everybody to think about your field of membership and to think really long and hard about the geography that you're operating in, and think going forward through that lens how what you're experiencing on the ground in the counties where your credit union operates, what this looks like, and how it's affecting employment. That's going to be the most important thing, not only for your members generally, but obviously for demand in the lending arena as well. So that, in a nutshell, is kind of at a real high level what we think is going to be happening with the economy going forward. One point of reference that I did also want to bring up, again, this gets back to the idea of an acceleration of changes, a magnification of changes we've previously discussed. Economic activity in the United States is basically a function of two things: labor force growth or population growth on the one hand, and productivity growth. So the more people that we have in the labor force making things, providing services, the faster the economy grows. And the more productive each person in the labor force is, the faster the economy grows. This is data from the Congressional Budget Office, and it's essentially showing us that there are significant trends that were obvious going into the COVID crisis, mostly demographic trends, that will put a cap on economic growth over the long haul. So as we look, you know, beyond 2021, the U.S. economy is expected to grow at a pretty slow pace, almost as far as the eyes can see. And the reason for that is that we have a very low household formation, very low birth rate, very low immigration rates, and retirements that are off the charts. Census Bureau data shows that on average, about 10,000 folks are turning 65 every day. And so, you know, we are seeing a decline in the labor force overall that has accelerated in the crisis. That puts a cap on potential GDP growth and essentially says, again, as we look beyond 21, the idea of a big rebound in lending activity is not something that we will be entertaining. So that's kind of a big deal.
Thank you very much for that information, Mike, and stay tuned for more coverage of the CUNA Lending Council Conference here on CU Broadcast.